Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
How do you talk with people here?
Ah!
Denny's, what the fuck?
Now recording. All right, well, welcome back, my nerds, to a very special episode of Saga of the Change. Ikrimis. It's not Christmas for another 2 months.
No, it's not. It's Halloween week.
It is Halloween week. In the real world, it's Halloween week. But in the Change, it's Christmas. So,
because our DM is twisted.
I am, a little bit, but you know, I didn't want to skip over Christmas and not have the opportunity to have a Christmas special, because, well, in particular, we have a certain someone who is the human embodiment of Christmas, and any excuse to let her Christmas out, I'm here for. So, we're going to dispense with much of a recap. We can do that on the next session, when the story starts moving forward again. But I will do a small recap of, like, what's gone on in the intervening time skip, because we did skip, like, a month. Olathe had a conversation with Astrid and adopted her. So Astrid has a brand new mom. It was very cute and a little weepy.
Olathe will theoretically have that same conversation with Jessica and Astoria before Christmas as well, but we did not have enough time to fit it in.
We did not, because life be lifing. And this on the subject of life be lifing, I will back up and preemptively apologize if my voice goes right the fuck out this session. Either I'm getting nuked by ragweed, or I'm getting sick, or it's hangers-on from seeing Taylor Swift on Friday. I don't know, but...
How name-dropping.
Yeah, you know. No, I have not shut up about it. No, I'm not sorry.
At least brag about a better show.
You can't eat my ass. Anyway, beyond that, the town has pretty much battened down the hatches for winter. And... done a little bit of trade with neighboring towns, which is going to kind of come up during all this. There's been some trade back and forth with Harvard. There's been some more trade with the duchy to the south. To the south. Wow, I do words good. Kind of settled in for the winter. And it has been fairly quiet. The Rangers have continued to track the refugees moving around, but nobody has really... come in a Kirkland direction, so there hasn't been need for too much trouble there. But other than that, it has largely been, let's survive the winter and get ready for our first Christmas since the world ended. Which brings us to where we are now. It is early morning on Christmas Day, and the party is beginning to stir in their assorted houses. I'm going to just executively say Jesse and Lachlan are probably at the Mort Fort, because Mort Christmas is probably going to happen in one place.
Hell yeah.
I think that sounds about right. And let's see, Chase and Naomi would probably be at Moletown, unless they preemptively moved over for the Christmas morning. And just about everybody else would be in the main house, as I remember it.
Sounds about right.
So, first thing that I'll throw out there is, how would you guys spend your Christmas morning? I will say that a Christmas party for everybody is probably planned for the evening. But what you got?
The Morts do Christmas morning presents because we have a child in the house.
And have a child in the house.
Christmas morning is magical for children, and Jesse and the Morts are determined to make it as magical as possible, even with it being the end of the world for Caroline. And if that's something that Olathe's family is interested in joining, so that Takoda can also be a part of like a big thing, they are also invited, so that Takoda and Caroline can open presents together.
I already know for sure what Olathe's gifts for Takoda and Astrid are.
Oh yeah, and Astrid.
Yeah, and Astrid. God, you're forgetting my other kid. How dare you?
It's been 5 minutes, bro.
Damn, dog.
Actually, at this point, it would have been... Has it like happened? It's been like a month or a month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Elaine is an idiot, so...
Yeah, well, Sting is going to give Elaine shit for it, so...
It's fine.
As you do.
Who doesn't?
Because I believe Olathe, and probably with Astoria's help... provided she's willing, will be making a new bow for Astrid to better fit her height and, you know, strength that she has grown.
Valid.
Teens tend to do that pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And Takoda is getting an actual full tomahawk closely matching Olathe's. Just modernized slightly. That Olathe has also made with matter magic.
Valid. There's now a... Remind me how old Takoda is?
Nine,
I believe.
There's now a 9-year-old running around with an axe that can't possibly go bad on Christmas morning.
Yeah, there is also a cover, like, locked on it.
Yeah.
But he has... I had stated before that he has done, like, when Olathe is doing, like, different forms and training in the mornings, he does sometimes join in that. And given the state of the world...
Yeah,
him having one fitted a little more closely to him and his propensity for wanting to follow the Rangers around.
Yeah.
If she's going to start training him now, it's beyond, you know, the ritual training that the tribe did. It is, this shit's real now. So, this shit's real now.
Okay.
I assume Olathe would probably know, like, proper gifts for, like, Caroline and probably have something for Jesse and the Morts as well. It's hard to figure out what to make people who can, you know, when one person can literally just make everything.
Jesse has hand carved everyone a small bear.
That's adorable.
Amazing. Fair enough.
Lachlan, for his part, got his hands on some honey and passes out bottles of mead to the adults and
my man,
like honey-based candy for the kids.
Fuck yeah, bud!
Not giving mead to a 9-year-old. He's not a lunatic.
Actually, I think I figured out Olathe's gift for the Morts. Probably mostly through Jesse figuring out like favorite fruits and things like that that they would like, and small plants and trees that will grow to actually, you know, allow them to have those treats at different times.
Hell yeah.
That's valid. Yeah, the ability to pop out fresh fruit that's not available right now is pretty solid.
Especially things that may not be as natural to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a suggestion. Not a fruit, but olives.
I mean, small olive tree could also work if that was what she suggested. Lemon. It's just a, hey, you know?
Yeah, if Olathe would have asked Jesse would have said all.
Yeah, yeah, Olathe would have asked Jesse because, you know, it's her family.
Italian of you.
Yeah.
Yep. Astrid's surprise would have been learning to make traditional jewelry from some of the other elders of the tribe of, well, her tribe now, since she's adopted. And giving that out to everybody, Olathe included.
Aww. Olathe gets new mom jewelry.
Olathe gets new mom jewelry. All right. I will also say Luca and Samaya arrived for this and are two sleepy bitches.
For what it's worth, Naomi also has gifts for people.
Perfect.
Something similar to Jesse in that she has made something small, but she's made everyone little origami gifts, specifically the mortadellos get both for Lachlan and Jesse, they get bears, but there's also fish.
Ooh.
Given their propensity for fishing. Astoria gets a very, very carefully crafted crow.
Cute.
And she has made a little goldfish for Jessica. Olathe gets a cat that resembles River. And for Chase, he doesn't get origami this year. She has spent entirely too much time and has gotten almost caught a few different times making him a very soft, very warm sweater out of Matter Magic.
Aw.
Because he gets cold too easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chase is being pretty turbo pragmatic. He is making sure everybody's boots are up to date, that their winter clothes are up to date, etc., etc. But he would have had a longer running project probably the last few weeks of seeing if he can identify any families that are particularly struggling through the winter. And seeing if there's anything that can be done to make Christmas a little bit more special for those kids.
Fucking valid. That's good. That's the good stuff right there. That's
continuing the good stuff. To be a pillar of the community and whatnot, even if it's just little toy cars for kids.
Yeah.
In addition to the updated winter stuff and boots and whatnot. Candy. Lots of candy for everyone.
Making it rain candy.
Yeah, man. It's not Christmas without candy, and outside of Matter Magic, we don't have much of a way to make that happen.
That's true.
Skittles for Astoria. And assorted other favorites for others, but I don't think people's favorite candies have come up a whole lot.
I don't know if they have.
I don't think they have.
Chase would not have been subtle about it. It would have just been straight up, what's your favorite candy? I gotcha, fist bump.
I think Olathe's has, but I don't know if it was to Chase.
Yeah.
Because Olathe's is the Ferrero Rocher.
Hmm.
Chase and Astoria's both are Skittles, and it's adorable.
It is, and I think they also had the same something else, too. I can't remember what it was, though.
Oh, that does remind me. Olathe does. I know that she had a gift for Jessica. Ben and I needed to figure it out. But I do know that her gift for Astoria would have been a full set of, like, new writing quills.
Cute. Oh my gosh. Forgot it was Christmas. So,
please tell me that's in character, because that is 10 times better.
No, it's not. Astoria doesn't really do Christmas, though. She specifically does Yule. So she did food gifts for everyone for the most part. She's very practical and also not used to gift giving for the most part. So she's got little baked goods and stuff that she had been trying to work on for everybody, just based off of what she could make Matter Magic and kind of go from there. So it's little, I'm dropping stuff all over the place, little food candies and stuff like that. She does have like a gift for Jessica though. And that is a set of hand milled watercolors that she made from some of the plants and the stuff in the area.
Oh, that's so gay.
Okay.
Oh, one more gift note from Naomi. for her parents, she would have recreated her mom's favorite barbecue sauce because Kyoko loves barbecue and making barbecue, and of course has not had access to decent sauce since the end of the world.
Amazing.
That's fantastic. Sounds like
yeah.
Some of the dinner plans are going to involve fucking barbecue.
Yeah, Kyoko is going to make a barbecue for everyone.
Okay.
Last idea that has actually been kicking in around in my head and finally decided to come back now that we're in session and I'm on the spot. Probably Chase would get together with Jesse to see about snatching more memories out her skull. General gift to the Mortadellos being a smallish painting of the lake house.
Whoa.
Or okay. Home, whichever. Probably yeah, actually home.
I was about to say, probably yeah. Home. The lake house. Probably
home. Yeah, no, I home. Just a smallish painting of the house that the Mortadellos grew up in.
Yeah,
that would be sick. That's amazing. That's gonna like Jesse minimum is gonna tear up and give him a big fucking mort hug about that.
Are you about to?
No.
The tiny quiver convinced. In the voice there. Okay, sure, sure.
Yeah, he's already done the. He would have done the family portrait by now. But yeah, just a little like the size of like a sheet of paper, like a landscape, paper-sized one. Of that home, in that case. As soon as I said lake house, I was like, no, probably not the lake house. Never mind.
Yeah.
Which memory did you get from the lake house? Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lake house. It was a nice house, though.
Jessica, for her part, would gift Astoria a book of sketches because she has been learning to draw. That's something that was talked about between them a long time ago. She's been working on just little pencil sketches, but common subject matter often includes Astoria herself or Taryn, or just little things around town. Probably had Chase help her like with memory extraction to sketch like Celeste or the dragons or other super cool things that they have seen.
Was gonna say, a long time ago, a mention had been made of a double date between Astoria and Jessica and Chase and Naomi that would have involved painting.
Yes.
Chase absolutely, like, if Jessica expressed, hey, I'm learning to draw, he absolutely would have been more than happy to help work with her on, like, poses, angles, shading, etc., etc. If she would have reached out to him about that.
Yeah, that is something she would have been working on in the background for a while. And her gift to Astrid is a dagger that she had commissioned by the smith down in the duchy because practical gift giving. Keep her ? Younger sister alive. And I think the rest of it is going to actually be a group thing that she's going to do later. But who else? What else we got here?
Samson gets a large bone.
The largest.
How's Luca feel about getting a bear?
He finds it absolutely hilarious.
His is more realistic than everyone else's, I would like to say. Like, all of the bears have, like, a small little flair to them to make them, like, a little personalized. They're not, like, crazy extra detailed or personalized, but, like, Chase's has earbuds, and Naomi's has a little ghost on the side, and Astoria's has a little raven. Olathe's probably has a feather, et cetera, et cetera, stuff like that, but... Luca's is just a little bit more realistic.
Yeah. Samaya is bemused by the entire experience because the morts are a lot. There's so many morts in here.
All of them that are left, actually.
Yeah. All the surviving morts.
Bah, bah, bah.
Oh god, that means the other ones are gone.
Yeah, so probably fast forwarding a little bit later into the day, there is at some point a gigantic snowball war breaks out in the middle of town. No one will ever admit to being who threw the first snowball. It was Astrid.
That's my girl.
But before long, most of the population of the town is heavily engaged in snowball warfare. Up to and including Terran dropping orbital snowball strikes while flying around the town.
I just want to say that if Astrid started it, Astoria is absolutely marshaling the Rangers and shouting orders.
I believe that. Jessica using light magic to laser target designate people for snowball barrages.
Incredible.
But
I'm just imagining Joseph's people watching this in utter confusion as this weird shit starts happening.
Oh, Joseph absolutely is the target of like a snowball firing squad at some point. The Rangers will make that happen. But yeah, Samson returns to Chase in the midst of all of that, just absolutely caked in snow. And having the absolute time of his life, because he's a Tibetan Mastiff and they're supposed to be caked in snow.
Yeah, he's loving it.
He does bestow a decent amount of that snow onto Naomi, because of course he does. He's a dog. It's the law.
She appreciates it. Naomi loves snow.
Yeah.
Unlike the Chase, she likes the cold.
Yeah, Chase is miserable.
But he has a new sweater.
He does have a new sweater.
That is now thoroughly packed with snow.
It is thoroughly packed with snow because he absolutely would get targeted because Astrid knows enough by now to know that he hates snow. So you're getting it.
And Naomi doesn't know enough magic to repel snow.
Chase does.
That's cheating.
It is, and he absolutely does. And if he's called on that, he's going to answer with, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bud?
Yeah. Jesse's all about playing fair.
The town itself is modestly adorned.
Hold on.
For
what you using to counteract that?
Forces.
Counter magic.
Damn.
Let's say Olathe will. If Jesse moves to counter that, Olathe will as well.
Oh no, she's not gonna stop him. She's just gonna disapprove.
Spoil sport.
It's he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I think Olathe is actually the one who countered him the last time he was cheating with Force's magic.
He's all sounding very ableist.
Look, if Astrid's going after him, Olathe's gonna help.
Condition about it.
Yeah.
I ain't seen any medical report.
No, it's his enhancements are somewhat not optimal and causes him some not great joint pain in the cold.
Mm.
Yeah, he like actually doesn't like being cold at all. He hasn't been super vocal about it. He's been pretty good natured about it, but eventually, once the snowball fight is in full swing and he can find a way to step off to the side of it, he is absolutely going to be turning on the force field and the heater to not continue being miserable.
This is the real reason why Chase was so adamant about getting a hot shower going as soon as possible. It's not just him being spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse's just spoiled. Straight the hell up.
No, Moltown, there's like non-zero chance that sometimes people coming down into Moltown find it to be like 80 degrees right now. Because matter magic and coming in from 20 degrees and snowing to an 80 degree house is nice sometimes, and it can be fixed later when it's, you know, he's thawed out and has a chance to start sweating.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
A little bit. But yeah, so, the town itself is decorated kind of modestly because there's only so much one can do in the apocalypse, but the decorations that people had, they have broken out. In lieu of lights, there are a few strings of little forces light charms that were acquired from the craftsmen down in the duchy. Because y'all already have the magical street lamps from them. But they also got in the Christmas spirit themselves and manufactured a few of these that'll at least last long enough to get through Christmas. And they're strung up here and there. Christmas trees and the like are in evidence. Moltown wasn't decorated until it suddenly was. Clem took it upon himself to Christmacate the entirety of Moltown while the others were asleep. So y'all woke up to decorations a couple days before Christmas because Clem just said, fuck it. And yeah, it's not entirely clear where that came from. You just had a tiny gnome guy Christmacate your entire abode with who fucking knows where he got the stuff from.
Do Scandinavians even celebrate Christmas?
Very much yes. So.
This is just Chase would be asking Clem at some point. Wake up, see Christmas decorations. Do you guys even celebrate Christmas?
Naomi, for what it's worth, is delighted.
He also would have very intricately braided Samson's fur again, this time with Christmas bows. So, Samson, pretty much for the entire month, every time you turn around, there's another Christmas bow in his fur.
Imagine bows and, like, tinsel.
Yeah, absolutely. So Samson is also having the time of his life.
I know it's not nearby, but the cabin, so, like, nobody's gonna see it, but the cabin is covered in garland, because that's what Jesse could make without too much magic.
Yeah.
Because when she can, she actually has magic, partially because she's terrified of Paradox.
Did we finally get that lesson through?
He's finally paying attention to Paradox.
She's been... What do you guys... She's blown up the least this campaign after her fucking... Roma.
Olathe would like to have a word about that number.
You've popped at least, like, twice.
Speaking of that...
I mean, I can check my notes, but we'll get back to that later.
Benjamin. Mm-hmm. It's, like, realistic to say lots of magic has been happening in this time skip. Yeah. Is it also realistic to say at some point Chase would have had a backlash and not be sitting on 10 Paradox anymore?
Also same.
As a Krimis gif, I'll allow it.
I mean, if you want to just drop
how
that
many
Chase
are we mitigating?
Another matter-based Paradox event... I'll take the tally about it if I can set my Paradox to zero.
On the opposite side of the spectrum, how much Paradox would Jesse be able to drop off by not casting often? As she has been purposefully not risking a backlash.
Well, it was... December 15th in our last session?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
So it's been, like, 2 weeks from there, but also it's been, like,
what,
a couple
five, 6 weeks?
Months since... Oh. It's like a month and a half or so, I think, in total, since...
Nafondi arc.
The battle with the Nafondi. So let me check real quick.
Also, Olathe will have been working on a wonder a fair bit during that time, and I need to work that out with you.
Okay.
I just need to do out the math.
I'm going to be honest, it's going to be another couple of months before the next, like, the time skip that we're going forward to, so just negate your paradox.
Nate,
go ahead. Oh, thank God.
That
probably would have required a pop from Astoria as well, since I had 9 and it would not go down by itself.
What about Terran eating it? With Terran eating it to help, you would probably be able to get most of that gone.
That's valid.
Makes me sad I was only at 1 paradox.
Chase is just not doing that. He's eating the backlash. Samson died recently enough that he's not trying to have him eat paradox right now.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I had 9 paradox and 1 permanent. And it almost certainly would have been matter-related, given what he's been up to.
I will put that on the note. There's another matter backlash.
This was Prime-related.
I also decided that I was going to go make a quick Google search of any particular Japanese-American traditions surrounding Christmas and whatnot, because I'm wildly uncultured and isolated here in the South, and discovered that apparently in Japan, on December 24th, it is, like, effectively their Valentine's Day equivalent. So that is also probably a celebration that would have happened pretty recently in the, Moletown household, at least.
Adorable.
I didn't find anything in particular about Japanese American Christmas traditions aside from like Chinese Americans, they it's apparently fairly common to have fallen prey to KFC's have a KFC meal for Christmas ads that they started in the 70s. Which is still just wild to me that that's like a big thing in,
I've heard about that before,
like several, like, Chinese Americans and Japan, and apparently Japanese Americans as well. I knew that was like a Chinese thing to do KFC for Christmas. And it really was just, they started running an ad campaign in the 70s that was like traditional American values, KFC chicken for Christmas. And like a lot of immigrants at that time just kind of were like, fair enough, why not?
Yeah. I mean, assimilation pressure. Hashtag American cultural victory, ?
And it's not even correct. Like, they just said, yeah, man, Americans love KFC for Christmas. And, like, I don't think that's a real... I think that's one of those diamond prices are what they are because the diamond company said so kind of things, you know?
Right. So, later in the evening, as the festivities wind down in the aftermath of the Snowball War, the great snow battle of Kirkland, the first great snow battle of Kirkland.
Haven't we already had one?
Yeah, we had one.
You did. Yeah. You didn't have
in October
snow,
with that
though.
Random snow. Didn't we get like 3 feet of snow in like
that's
6
fair.
Hours because
it
of that?
Yeah, probably be the second great snow battle.
That's where Olathe countered Chase Force's magic the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying. If like Olathe has a history of this, she'll do it again.
I'll fucking do it again.
Now I just need Alatha to have life vision active for that to start seeing that he's in actual pain after she dispels his heat spell.
Yeah, so after the second...
She wasn't turning off your heat, she was turning off your deflection.
Yeah.
Get hit, buddy. You can warm right back up.
Fucking valid. Alright, so the group gathers at the main house for dinner, largely organized by the Elder Gilmores and Abby. It's a rather eclectic mix of Christmas foods. There was a bit of trading for ingredients and pre-arranging of magical manufacture of ingredients. But there is a rather eclectic mix of Japanese, Italian, and traditional American Christmas foods around. So it's quite a cultural exchange going on here. one moment. But as the night progresses, everybody is well into their plates of food, when there is a knock on the door. A rather jaunty knock on the door.
We expect somebody?
Alatha will probably get up to answer it.
When you open the door, the first thing in evidence is a beaver. A fully grown beaver with a Santa Claus hat on its head and walking through the door with a improbably tall stack of boxes for a beaver to be carrying. But he swaggers his ass in the door without much further ado. And
pretty sure Dot's here.
Behind him is a Dot.
Dot is for sure here. Hello, Dot.
Hello, hello. Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Dot.
Oh, shit. It's good to see you.
Wobbleton, in the corner over there, just put him right there. You'll be fine.
He pretty unceremoniously just topples the whole stack of boxes.
Well, I said set them, not drop. Good Lord. She just goes over there to start appropriately stacking the boxes, just bustling right past Olathe.
Do you want help with that?
No. I just came to have... I brought dessert.
Amazing.
I seem to have lost my invitation in the mail.
I don't know how to call you.
Wasn't sure you actually celebrated Christmas.
Last time I went to the Dreaming, a centaur tried to kill me.
Yeah, oh my god, the fucking dragon.
She just kind of goes over to Chase and pats him on the arm. You let a centaur scare you off?
No, it was what Jesse said. It was with a dragon, and I'm not ready to fight a dragon. You could come visit us more often. You know that you've been invited, right?
No, I go wherever I want to. That's why I'm here right now.
Exactly.
Chase, you know I still go and see her for the baking lessons, right?
Every week.
Not that the lessons are as needed anymore, but it's still nice to see her.
Oh, you still have way more to learn than you think, Naomi.
Oh no, I believe it! I'm just past the basics, which is the main thing I was aiming for at the beginning.
Yes, yes. You now know how to mix flour with a liquid.
I wasn't that bad when I started.
Wow.
Goddamn.
No. You made actually quite stellar little mini pies. I actually brought the leftovers from those in that little box on top.
Naomi's just got her hand to her chest like, ow. But she is grinning.
Now, where's everybody else? Everybody else come to the door, too? Or are you all shouting from the kitchen?
Jesse is shouting from the dining room table, not the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm assuming at least most houses I've been in, there's kind of a straight line between the two.
Pretty much.
If it's more of an open floor plan.
Fantastic.
I would like leaning back in her chair, yelling, looking through the way, you know?
Yep.
She takes one of the boxes from the corner, takes the top off of it, and places it right in front of Jesse. It is a pie.
Oh,
that one is specifically for you, darling.
She's gonna look at the pie, and then she's gonna side-eye Dot in a very, like, paranoid kind of way. It's gonna make me trip balls.
You'll see what you want to see, I'm sure. Enjoy.
She's gonna say thank you, but she's also gonna look very nervous.
She's gonna start moving the other boxes of various pastries and tarts, and just it's way too much for one beaver to be carrying, definitely. And she didn't lift a finger to carry any of them in either, so
that's his problem.
Yep.
Ours too, given the boxes we're throwing around.
That's fine.
They're fairy boxes. I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, you're pretty sure her entire arm went into the smallest one. Doesn't quite look feasible.
Great, we got boxes of holding.
And the boxes are gone as soon as they are empty.
Yep. You don't gotta kill things like this. Could have had boxes of holding.
Damn. It's because she doesn't love us.
That is something, actually, Sting, that I, just to briefly butt in, that I wanted to address, is that after the ceremony with your tribe, the bag would have returned to its largest extent.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
We can go over that when we figure out me building a wonder.
Yep. As this is going down, Jessica would emerge from the living room to investigate the goings-on, probably dragging Astoria along because Velcro. And,
Dot's not safe.
And see Dot. Oh. Merry Christmas, Miss Dot.
Nothing but slightly creepy, way too holly smile drip back.
Yeah, she's just gonna blush very uncomfortably. But I do her very best to smile back.
Okay. Don't forget to come and get some food, you two. Christmas celebrating or not, food's for all.
She will drag Astoria over to go get some cake or pie or cupcakes or whatever is on offer. Because food is food.
Dot, for her part, does not move out of the way.
Olathe will hand her some part of whatever Olathe was given.
No. That was meant to be more of a positive than a negative. She does not intentionally try to avoid Jessica's presence near her.
Oh, okay. Just stands in her way.
Just body blocks the cake.
Just stares her down the whole way.
Come get some. Come get some if you can.
Dot's just doing that shit. Dot's going to start burning some of that welcome out. Dairy food or not?
No. It was meant to be a positive. It's Christmas.
So the Morts would have Christmas. Specifically for the desserts. The Morts make a panettone, which is a sweet Italian bread, and it's usually made with like raisins or citrus peels or something like that. But I don't know that they would have had that ahead of time before Olathe's gift.
I mean, if literally just talk to Olathe.
Okay, well then Abby would have asked, and I'm sure that there's a lemon peel on.
Yeah, ask Olathe or ask her mother. Her mother is also a Life 2 mage. That's why she's been helping with all the plants and stuff around town. Yeah. Or hell, your husband, your
I was about
fiance.
To say, Lachlan could probably also do it, but, like, I don't know that that's something that, like, we're not in town super often, I guess. I don't know. Not as often as she would see your mom.
True.
Very valid. But...
yeah, Panatola.
As all this transpires, I'm gonna make one necessary dice roll, because I have to have at least more have one dice roll in the session.
I don't even have my dry up. Oh, fuck!
Keep my dice tray up.
Yeah, bud.
Give me a perception alertness at a difficulty of 7.
Is this River?
This is mind your fucking business until you make the roll.
Exactly.
Can I throw willpower? I'm gonna throw willpower at this because I don't trust you, fucker.
You absolute goblin. Okay.
You know what? I've got 3 tens I gotta re-roll now.
Okay, well, that's good enough, but you can re-roll them because I know it'll make you feel good.
It's 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 with the willpower.
Phenomenal. So as all of the attention in the room is on Dot and the beaver and the pile of baked goods that continue to emerge in improbable quantities and sizes from boxes that really shouldn't hold that much fucking baked goods, you hear the quiet whispering of two children about to get themselves in trouble. And you notice that Dakota and Abby, or not Abby, Caroline, have acquired a Christmas hat from who knows where exactly, and are approaching where Milo is sleeping, seemingly, on the back of the couch in the living room. The intent here is clear. Apply Christmas hat to sleeping grumpy cat. With that role, however, Olathe can quite clearly tell Milo is not asleep and is very much faking this situation.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
I'm going to say, there's a part of me that wants the hat to make it onto the cat, even if I have to do a little core magic to make it happen. Which is the Chaos Gremlin and Sting, but I don't know that Olathe would do it.
Yeah, bud.
Oh.
There's some Chaos Gremlin in Olathe.
There is definitely some Chaos Gremlin in Olathe.
I was going to say, the Olathe that I know didn't hesitate to paintball werewolves.
No, she was very drunk with tequila, and that was Sasha's fault.
Coward.
She was also a little bit younger at the time.
Question, Davion.
Mm-hmm.
Have we been drinking?
I'm sure.
Olathe has easily intoxicated.
Yeah.
So,
also, just for flavor, as this is happening, Naomi, Milo is absolutely mind-sharing the situation with you, so you're also fully aware that there are two children sneaking up to put a Christmas hat on this cat.
That means Chase is too?
Probably. If they're like, mind Velcro like usual, then probably, yeah.
All right, Ben. So first thing I think I need to do is make a fucking alcohol roll.
Hey, Lamal.
So, what? Easily intoxicated. I think it's diff 7.
Good enough for now.
I think that's off of willpower, not off of stamina. Bird, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's stamina.
It is stamina. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wasn't it willpower to resist getting drunk?
Or resist
drinking?
That's
Jesse rolled willpower to resist drinking.
Because she has...
That's right. That's right.
Olathe's is to stop the effects of being drunk, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, stamina's the drunkenness for everyone.
It's a flaw I feel needs to come up. So, one success. I'm gonna say Olathe is definitely gonna look over at the two, and do they notice her looking at them?
Oh, definitely not. They're focused on the cat.
Just a quiet Dakota. Because, like, you know, her kid.
Yeah.
She's gonna hold up one finger, kind of point back to the cat, and, let's see. I should be matter, and that is four successes to teleport a hat onto a cat.
Oh my god, the cat with a hat.
Yes.
The hat. He opens his eyes the rest of the way because they were just barely slit open enough for him to see what was happening, but was able to feign being asleep. Looks around the room, looks up at the hat. I hate all of you. And closes his eyes, not making any move to remove the hat because it's too much trouble.
Naomi is taking a mental picture snapshot of that. Specifically.
Does Jesse need to roll about in, speaking of rolling for flaws with the drinking, does Jesse need to roll for intemperate?
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. What's my diff on that?
We'll call it a diff 7.
Two successes.
Okay. You're a little tipsy, but not, like, fuckulated. You're functional.
Oh, yeah. We'll take it.
A controlled level of drunk.
Yep.
Lachlan's not embarrassed to be seen with me, is what I'm hearing.
Correct.
Imagine.
Dot, you are also having fairly decent mead bestowed upon you by a large man.
Fantastic.
Oh, God. Drunk Dot is what we need.
Drunk Dot is absolutely what we need. What?
Please?
I don't even know how to roll for that as a changeling.
Works the same for them as everyone else.
Yeah. So you can still vote not to roll.
Yeah, that is a standing rule. If you want your character to be drunk, you can just say your character is going for it.
Fuck it, it's Christmas. Give me a little time.
There is enough alcohol here that your character can choose to be drunk if they would like to.
Exactly.
She certainly helps herself after unloading all the boxes.
Okay.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy?
Yeah, like store candy.
Has she ever had... Have you had store candy before?
Chase holds up an open bag of Skittles.
No, not Skittles. You know those little strawberry ones with the gooey.
Oh my god,
inside?
You like grandma candy?
I got you. Hang on a second. And,
hey, no need to shit talk those. Those are amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh my god, you like grandma candy?
Love grandma candy.
Four successes on Chase's part.
Naomi pulls out a small handful of Werther's Originals from her own pocket at that moment.
Are those the coffee ones, darling?
Oh my god. We're grandma candy!
Four successes to make a full bag of those strawberry candies. With Matter 3 Prime 2 and a point of quintessence.
Fantastic.
Which he is going to gently place in Dot's hands. Everybody gets their favorite candy for Christmas. And you're here so you get your favorite candy for Christmas.
Well, aren't you just sweet? Making me happier than a bullfrog in a beetle bin.
Oh.
Yeah, I used it.
I love it.
I just want to drift off at the end.
That gets you a solid giggle out of Jessica. And from somewhere that you cannot plainly see, Astrid does her level best to imitate a bullfrog. It's really bad.
That's not one of your call signs, dear.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. It's... Yeah.
Why does Astrid sound like Milo?
Because she's disappointed in herself for being bad.
Dot's just going to settle herself in a place where she can happily watch the Cat in the Hat drink her mead and eat her candy.
I think Olathe definitely made friendship points right there with Dot, though. Just fucking with Milo a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
As the evening continues, Jessica tracks down Chase for the idea that she would have previously approached them about as her general Christmas present to the group. And it's pretty straightforward. It's a mind forces illusion. It's a bit of mind forces illusion work. To project the entirety of the movie Die Hard, including audio, on the wall of the living room.
Oh my fucking god. She's a Die Hard's a Christmas movie, bitch.
The one true Christmas movie.
The relationship just took damage.
I love this. And also, Elaine and I had previously discussed that, this isn't even, like, a new thing for the Mortfort.
It's not.
Cause,
yeah, we do movies.
They've been doing movie night at least every other week. After
we've
family
had,
dinner.
We had to show Caroline the classics. Just because the world ended doesn't mean she doesn't get to know fine cinema.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the moment she comes at him about Die Hard, it's just going to be, you're one of those. Whatever, we'll make it work.
I have the mental image now, though, of it being in Jesse's head, and, like, Jesse not quite getting a role right, and all of the characters having the bad Jersey accent in the middle of, like, some random-ass movie.
It's our Saga bootleg copy.
And Bruce Willis is just played by Shrek.
Yeah.
Don't self-insert like that. Jesse doesn't have shit to do with Shrek.
I know. I just had to.
I'm just picturing, like, the Lady and the Tramp, but all of them with bad Jersey accents.
Oh, no.
Incredible. Okay, I know what we're doing in real life at some point.
Oh, my God.
We're going to fucking dub over some movies.
Well, I have to practice a Jersey accent after losing this Southern one.
Yeah, yep. Man.
Throwing this out there, we're going to have
to... Be Southern Jersey.
Mine is bad.
Southern Jersey.
Oh my god. Dia, that's the show we can watch when I get this job. We could just watch the Jersey Shore.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That might actually be hell. I'm sorry.
That's pretty bad.
Ran! Ran, stop!
Oh my
god.
It
so much.
We won't get any work done.
I'm glad I don't.
Whatsoever.
Yep. The entire
congrats on your new job. Now you didn't actually do any work all day because you were too busy laughing at Jersey Shore.
That's fantastic. I love that so much. All right. So what other shenaniganry would you guys like to get up to for Christmas?
Oh,
safety meeting.
Well, if Dot doesn't already know, Jesse will show Dot the rings.
For Dia's reference?
Jesse and Lachlan
are engaged.
Amazing. Now Dot canonically already knew that.
That's what I thought.
Dot knows everything. She, or at least pretends that she does.
She would also
know. I didn't know if Dia actually knew, so I wanted to make sure I... If Dot does not say something about it, Jesse will bring up the engagement. She'll go, "Did you see?"
Oh, darling, I've known. Don't you remember the first thing I said to you?
No, I've been drinking.
That's a solid fucking answer, honestly.
Fair enough, but I guess... the reason you had that little red aura for so long made itself known, huh?
Oh, shit. You're right. I made it myself. And Jessie will show off her, it is a red oak band. It's super simple, but there's a little heart.
That's gorgeous and very fitting.
Thank you.
Do you have any of that pie yet?
You know I am scared shitless of that fucking pie.
You know it'd go real well with this mead. Nothing like a little cross-faded evening.
Oh, God. See, there you go. You admitted it. Now I'm scared.
Sorry. Oh, I see.
Nope, you said it. I'm terrified now. I will take one bite if, and she turns to Lachlan, if you're comfortable carrying me home if it goes bad.
I kind of figured that was going to happen already.
All right, here we go. Jesse's going to get the pie as soon as he says that.
Amazing.
Shoves the whole pie in her face.
Just one bite. We're going to see how the shrooms hit, and then it will have more.
Oh, God. Here comes the hat man.
That is so out of character for Hurley.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I will actually have to... Well, she knows what happened last time. But, Benji, would you like me to roll and see if she does go ham five?
You broke up a little bit. What are you asking to roll?
Intemperate roll.
Yes.
For this pie? Yes?
Yes. Diff 8.
Okay. Diff 8. Okay. Sorry. Rolling 10s. Okay. 8, 9, 8, 10, 7, 2, 1, 9, 1, 10, 7. So I believe that's 4 successes total.
I think so. Yeah, you are able to restrain yourself. This is one of the best pies you've ever had. It's definitely got like a little bit of acid in there somewhere, though. Like a bite of it is enough for you to start feeling a little detached. But like, you don't devour the entire thing. You keep your shit together for the moment.
Man, I want drugs pie.
They're Jesse all over the table.
It's all drugs?
No, Lisa's definitely eating her pie already. So like...
No, it's not. It's not all drugs.
The mental image that I just had of Astrid halfway through a pie looking up at they're all drugs, like,
oh no.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it sounds like we've moved ahead a little bit in time since Dot, like, just got here, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, people have been having all of the food, except for the, obviously, drugs pie. we would have figured out by now if it was all drugs.
Yeah. If Jesse is definitely being, like, a coward about it, Olathe will just, like, offer to take, eat, like, an entire piece of the pie first.
Send it, bud. Give me that easily intoxicated roll when you do.
Drugs?
Let's go.
Who's carrying your ass home if I'm fucked up?
I'm already home.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Dear, oh, shit. You right.
Yeah, like, you're just right. Gotta make it down a set of stairs.
That's dangerous.
I'll be fine. I've done stupider.
Lachlan, will you make sure she doesn't fucking die on the stairs? You know, that falls for women over what age? Dangerous.
And 37's in a 2. I don't know what my diff was.
Jesse, I think if you keep talking, it's going to get dangerous, too, but,
What?
That does definitely have a look for Olathe of women over a certain age.
I'm being concerned.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Worst case scenario here, Samson can get Olathe home. He's used to doing that with me.
Okay, good.
It will be fine.
That sounds worse than it sounded in my head. Not the point.
Ben, I don't know if you heard me. 37's and a 2, I don't know my diff.
That'll do ya. you also begin to see colors. Or you start to smell music. Let's put it that way.
Ooh.
Hell
yeah.
But it's not, like, incapacitating.
No, it's common. It's just gonna be, this isn't that bad. I've done worse.
Exactly. <Right.
laughs> And then she's gonna raise what's probably a wine glass at this point to Dot and just say, well done, dear. And then take another drink of the wine glass.
Fantastic.
Here.
Hell yeah.
Dot grabs a fork and puts it directly into the pie and then has a bite and then settles back down.
Olathe's done probably a decent amount of drugs as a dreamwalker. or Dream Speaker, and, you know, Sasha and Clubs.
Exactly. I was going to say Sasha. All you really need to say here is Sasha.
I mean, if we're just having social pie drugs, I'm in.
Yeah.
The most drugs Jesse has ever done was given to her by fucking Dot.
Brain cell has activated.
Look at you.
That is going to be 4 successes worth of keep my shit to myself in the mind link so that Naomi doesn't also get secondhand astronomically high like she did at the Tachi that one time, because Chase is still probably hearing about that every now and then.
He probably definitely is during this.
You know, Naomi, the more you keep coming to these baking lessons, maybe someday you can make this pie.
I'm sure that would be quite the experience. And I don't think that Chase would mind.
I think you should join us. Hmm.
You know, a little bit of fey magic is good for the mind every once in a while.
Wait. Second brain cell has hit the tower.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
I'm so proud of you.
Naomi, we're near your parents.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get completely trashed tonight, because I don't want to look bad in front of them.
Chase, I hate to tell you, but they know you by now.
You know what? They love me, okay?
They do. And they won't mind if you get a bit trashed.
Why do you have to...
You're just trying to be good.
I was trying to
have fun. Shut up and just go have fun.
You're the best.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget it.
Single finger boop to the nose, and then Jace is gonna go have a whole slice of pie.
On the ever so slightly Debbie Downer note, Naomi is not drinking. She very rarely drinks due to watching Chase's struggle with alcoholism for a good while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Astoria is also staying sober.
Olaf's parents probably not drinking. Maybe a glass at most, but, you know.
Yoko's trying the mead.
It's pretty solid mead.
Part of why Olaf's feeling fine with drinking, because, like, she knows who's got her kid.
Yeah. Jessica is sipping.
When your children are taken care of, you're good.
Retweet.
Yeah. As the party continues, more or less like as Die Hard is coming to an end, there is a second knock on the door. A second knock has hit the tower.
Who the fuck else do we even know?
Might be Russell. I don't know if it will.
What do you mean, who else do we know? How many people have we collected?
Oh, man, Dark Horse, I got $5 American right here. And, Chase is going to pull out a $5 bill.
Why?
It says, it's Joseph. Why not, dude? Money is power.
Money ain't shit.
You're on, and Olaf will open the door.
It is, in fact, Allison, Dane, and Bodhi.
God damn it, you're right. God damn it.
That was my actual guess, but Chase needed to say something stupid.
So we thought we'll just wave them in with a Merry Christmas.
Chase, Jesse,
I wouldn't be totally surprised if Alec decided to show up.
Oh my god, I wish. God. I love that little dork. And then,
you have a shell that Atlantis calls again. Him?
We don't need somebody with their dick out around the kids.
We just want him.
Allison gives you a raised eyebrow. And,
no, he's right.
Passes you one of the several bottles of wine that she walked in with.
Hell yeah, where y'all been, Locas?
Wait, who'd she give that wine bottle to?
Chase.
Oh. I didn't know if it was Olaf, so she was the one who opened the door.
Olaf probably gets one, too. Cause she.
Hell yeah.
Allison kind of just flounces into the room, passing out wine bottles.
You are a dear.
And then promptly goes and sits on Ursa, who is occupying, like, a whole corner of the living room. Dane and Bodhi are a little bit quieter coming into the room, but for one of the few times in a while, Dane is smiling. It's small, but it's there. And he kind of just goes and grabs a chunk of couch in between whoever's on the couch. And
probably Jesse.
Yeah.
Is he receptive to a fist bump?
You get a fist bump.
Hell yeah.
You know the commercials where it's like, this is your brain on drugs and it's the deflated girl on the couch? That's when she's tripping on Fey Pie. So she's just
Dane acquires some Fey Pie and joins you on the couch.
Yeah, the second he sits down, she's gonna go, you want drugs? They're in the pastry.
Yeah. Olathe is fucking vibing.
Yeah. That brought drugs.
He gives it a sideways glance, probably turning on a little bit of magic to identify.
It's not that bad.
And shrugs and forks a little bit of pie into his face.
Wait, you said Dane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dane doesn't have any magic.
Oh, that's right. Oops.
That would have been a hell of a thing to drop on us right now.
Yeah. That would have been an amazing way if he got his magic back. How'd he do it? He had to check the fucking pie.
It is Fey pie. It probably just glows. There's probably just fucking rainbows coming off of the damn pie.
It's just so good, it makes you feel like you're tripping balls because it's that delicious.
But he forks a little bit of Fey pie into his cake hole and lays back on the couch with Jesse to watch the ceiling move.
Yep. What a way to reconnect with your avatar.
And
you
Bodhi,
say cake hole, and now I'm thinking Supernatural. Dane's not that different from Dean eating pie.
Dude, where's the pie?
Pie.
Driver picks the tombs, passenger shuts the cake hole. Anyway, Bodhi kind of circles the room, passing out hugs before stopping at Olathe. Well, it took a little bit to drag him out, but we got him here.
You did. And now he has drugged pie.
There's drugs in the pie.
Fey magic, same thing. Don't worry. Done worse. It's not that bad. It's just a bit of an experience.
Bodhi shrugs and goes to acquire himself some Fey pie. Joins the puddle on the couch, which is now two surfers, a Jesse, and probably like all the cats at this point. You're probably just covered in cats.
Oh my god, sensory heaven. Just
River
cats.
River does have Christmas colored beads as like a necklace on, by the way.
Yeah.
Like a collar.
Jesse's fidgeting with those.
You're getting some side glances from the cat of like, don't you dare take my beads.
No. Like stimming level. Like, yeah. With the beads.
But yeah. They having arrived in time to see the end of Die Hard, Allison shakes her head, walks over to Chase. He probably has something to do with that, right?
Shaka sign.
Yeah, that figures. I definitely have some actual Christmas movies in my head. If you'll help me dig them out, I'll project them. Deal?
Man.
And she hands you another bottle of wine.
That's a bribe.
For what it may be worth, unless you are needing him to project, it might be better if I help with the mind magic. He's kind of drunk right now.
There's a lot of chemicals in my brain.
Yeah.
Well, I plan to catch up. But sure. Also, hi Naomi. Sorry.
Hi Allison. Good to see you.
You too.
And
Chase says there are a lot of chemicals in his brain. There's a light woo from Jesse on the couch.
Followed like a full 28 seconds later by Dane.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Boys,
like the conversation has moved on somewhere else.
He's like Internet Explorer level right now.
Oh, since I don't think it's been said, at this point, Chase has decided it's floor time and is definitely on the floor using Samson as a pillow. Ideally with Naomi, if he can make her do that, but it's the floor, so.
It wouldn't be difficult to convince her. She sits on the floor, too.
Perfect.
Yeah, Olathe
she
has
lays
taken
on the
chair.
Floor for yoga.
Yeah.
I say Olathe has taken the chair that she normally uses in the living room, and Dakota is probably lying on top of Tank. Or laying against
him. Or cuddling
him.
With Samson.
Mm-hmm. So, Naomi, when you mind link up with Allison, she pushes to the front of her mind for you to help her with perfect recall, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Which one? Is that the animated one?
Wait. I need you to specify, because Charby needs you to specify. Are we talking like classic animated, or are we talking about...
Oh no, it's the Jim Carrey. It's the Jim Carrey version.
I'm disappointed, but fair enough.
Okay, so this is self-insert. Jesse loves this fucking movie.
Distant sound of Shreya screeching.
Yeah, man.
Christmas fist fight.
Like, when I say Jesse likes this movie, I mean Jesse loves this movie. Jesse knows this movie word for word, line for line. Jesse knows this movie. And
God, is she high and just speaking it out the whole time?
Yeah, she's just mumbling all of the every single line. Jury duty, dirty duty, jury duty, black.
Oh God,
male,
she's the worst type
slip.
Of person to watch a movie with.
Oh. Hate, double hate, triple hate, lose entirely.
So Olathe is kind of getting the movie in a Jersey accent. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Chase is gonna start throwing a Skittle at her every now and then.
Most of those are intercepted by one of the various creatures that surround her. Also by Dane, every now and then. Just snatches one out of the air.
Good for him.
Bodhi is too gone to even notice and gets donked by a couple of them. Because it is basically just a puddle of human at this point. Like, mm-hmm. People are just tangled everywhere.
I don't know that Jesse would be tangled with anybody. That's uncomfortable.
Nah, it's comfortable.
Tangled with Lachlan.
I mean, Bodhi probably just squeaks over top of whoever is occupying the couch, because there's probably not couch space when he gets there, and he just splutes.
Yeah, if Jessie's tangled up with anyone, she is sitting in the giant lap that belongs to her fiancé.
He's probably in the mix, too. He's probably, like, comfortably blitzed at this point. Like,
oh my
functional.
God, I'm so proud of him.
Functional, but a little intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Allison, with some help from Naomi for perfect recall, pulls out a wand and basically moving her wand as if it's a conductor's baton, paints the movie on the wall. And the entirety of the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Yep, my throat's starting to go.
Ayo.
Nice.
Ayo. And yeah, that is how Christmas progresses, as basically anybody who can come up with another movie to throw out as it runs past midnight is invited to put it up there, as long as it's appropriate for the goblins who are all
Frosty
slowly falling
asleep. Frosty the Snowman. The fucking the Frosty the Snowman. Cartoon one.
I don't know if I have all that whole one in my head well enough, but if you
do, I think I got that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Your memory's probably better than mine.
Let's see if Olathe can. one success. Olathe is gonna get like a third of the way into it, and it's gonna splice over to the one with the Island of the Misfit Toys.
That one's good too. That one's good too.
Yep. But all in all, the vibes are immaculate. The Gilmores turn in probably the earliest of anybody. But in general, everybody here is about as happy as anyone has seen anybody since the fucking world ended. Including Dane, who, after a while, is also courting movies because he's that kind of person, too.
Hell and, yeah, that's my man.
Dane and Jesse with dueling movie quotes going on.
Yep. If that's the case, they're going to be doing, like, she's going to choose. Gonna do like together back and forth.
Did she die for everyone else there, or was that just me?
Every third word there.
I'm so sorry. I said that if that's the case, if Dane knows the words too, then it's probably gonna be like for conversations, like especially between the Grinch and like Cindy Lou Who, she'll probably take the Grinch lines and let him Cindy Lou Who lines.
And his impression of Cindy Lou Who is like two whole octaves higher than Cindy Lou Who herself. it's a lot. It's way up there.
It's amazing. It was the best of times. It was the best of times.
Indeed.
It was the highest of times.
This is your brain on drugs.
Happier.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have any moves they're trying to make on Christmas?
Dot is probably making a little comments during the Grinch movie about how the Whos are more terrifying looking than any of the creatures she's met in the Fae.
Accurate.
I don't know, that dragon was pretty fucking scary.
That's going to prompt Bodhi to emerge from his drug coma and kind of twist around to look at you. Wait. Fairy dragon?
I think so. Yeah.
Don't let her scare you. Dragons are just large, slightly more energetic puppies.
Big fucking scary puppies that threaten my ass, but okay.
We're definitely going to see that. That sounds...
No,
that
the sounds fuck bad. We're not. No.
But you want to see a dragon.
You don't want to see a dragon.
I absolutely want to see a dragon. I'm pretty sure there's one in the corner over there. He points like up in the corner.
Other dragons
road.
That we can see that aren't likely to eat us?
Yeah,
that one said it was going to eat us if we didn't answer its riddle right.
Yeah.
But we did. I haven't met this dragon in the different times I've been to the Dreaming.
Well, it was spooky.
Yeah.
Wait, it asked you riddles?
Yeah, and I knew them. Thanks, Pa.
Yeah, it was entirely Jesse that could have us not get killed about it.
Since when are dragons bridge trolls?
That's what I want to know.
Dude, it's the fucking Dreaming. There's not rules there. Except the rules. But like, that's not
There's a lot
rules.
Of rules there. What are you talking about?
There are certainly rules.
They just don't make sense to any of us. They make perfect sense to, like, fairy people.
Mock bow.
Yeah, but, like, there's also rules about how to break the rules, and rules about who the rules apply to. It's fuzzy.
Yeah, and that's a lot of rules, and you said there were none.
Depends on who you are. Okay, like us, geez. We're not part of the Dreaming, so none of the rules apply to us. But like, mostly in a negative way, the stuff that says, oh, the Fae can't actually do that to you, like that... A lot of that stuff's just propaganda, man.
Dot is just grinning ear to ear wherever she is.
The out of character kernel of truth in what Chase is saying there is that Fae and changelings aren't actually bound by contracts made to non-changelings. And don't have to play by rules for us. And he's scared of them.
Because he knows. He's not coherent enough to express it that way, but he knows. There's no rules. Not really. Not for us.
You're toys.
Yeah. Rules are for changelings. But, like, negatively. For us.
We have a certain society we have to keep.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. I feel like Chase probably isn't the only one that's trying to hang out until, like, 1 in the morning.
Oh, no, definitely not.
I mean, y'all are in Alatha's house, and, like, she doesn't need to sleep that bad.
True.
Your kid might. Jesse's staying until she gets kicked out.
I was going to say, more than likely, a lot of people are ending up sleeping on floors and couches and various bits of...
Yeah. At various points, Olathe will just be getting up and, like, blanketing people.
As people pass out, yeah.
Yeah, like, as they're out or close to being out, just whatever cedar chest in the room has a bunch of blankets in it, those are slowly getting divvied out to those who need them.
It should probably be made known that Dot in no way loses any focus or seems to be getting tired at all.
Nice.
Not human, we know. What do you think part of the reason Olathe's not going to sleep for is? That doesn't mean we necessarily trust.
How long is it before Naomi is dragging Chase out of there, though?
She goes to bed earlier than Chase in general, but she's willing to stay a while longer.
Okay. I do think eventually he's going to probably clock that this is late for her, when it's, you know, quite late for her. And I think they'll probably end up... Chase would probably suggest, hey, do you want to go home now because bed's nice? Rather than sleeping on the floor.
And she's probably half asleep against Samson already at the midnight to 1 o'clock hour. Well, bed is nice. That's up to you, though. You seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get home.
Okay. Well, everyone have a good night and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good night. Good
night.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Happy Honda Days.
It's Cruz.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, unless anyone has anything in particular they want to throw out for Christmas, that's probably our session.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ben, I'm sending you a quick message.
Go for it.
And Ben, to answer yours, yeah, it was just that there would have been a lot of preceding steps that should have been done before. That will affect the answer, I assume.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all weird drug-fueled dreams.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Some people.
And I said, hell yeah.
I don't know when Dot became the freaking drug dealer, but I didn't intend for this to be drug fueled.
When Jesse tripped balls the first time, that it's was true. When you accepted that role.
Ah, that's fair. Happy now to Jesse be always I mean, gets drug pie.
Look, the given Callie, it was the destined role.
Look. Look.
I'm looking.
Just I because I introduced a bunch of people to substances doesn't mean shit.
Like that sometimes.
I'm so proud of you. I can't wait to introduce you to substances.
Hell yeah, substances.
Retweet.
I'm excited for new and exciting substances.
Soup.
Soup.
Good soup.
Maybe you two can meet the hat man.
Oh boy.
You mean the neighborhood watchman?
You guys do realize that I wasn't even there for that, and every time I see a neighborhood watch sign, I'm like, the hat man.
Her legacy lives on. Almost as strongly as don't put me back under.
Don't put me back under. All right, well. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you just get flashbanged there, Bert?
Yep, he just got flashbanged there.
I wasn't even doing anything, man. I was just chilling, vibing.
Don't put me back under, bro.
Man in his own lane.
Yeah. I didn't even do anything.
Happy, moisturized in his own lane, flourishing.
I've been trying not to stir the pot.
Moisturize me.
Moisturize me.
Oof.
All right. Anyway, on that note,
is weird.
Merry Christmas in October to everybody, and thanks for coming.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Huzzah!